You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to musician Rain Verlaine Part 3. My favorite part of her interview was when she talked about her fascination with the reality show Love After Lockup. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. Check out the new Vicks humidifier. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome for the third time on the podcast, musician Rain Verlaine.
What's up?
Hi, thanks for coming. What a week, huh?
Of course, yeah, what a week.
Did you hear screaming a few days ago at 7 in the morning?
Yeah, I did.
It was one of the worst days of my life.
Well, I thought you were, I heard it. I was in my kitchen. I thought you were playing video games.
Like, oh, because I'm loud.
Yeah, so usually you're like, you got me. I'm dead. So I was like,
oh, you're right. That's so crazy. You interpreted it like that.
Yeah, I was like, oh, he's just playing with Craig because I heard Craig's TV.
Yeah, because we played Warzone. I was like, okay. Like, you got me, dude.
Yeah, but then
I'm down.
Craig rang the doorbell, and I knew, it flipped.
I was telling her, I literally was winding down. I already had taken my sleep meds. I'm in my boxer shorts. You know the humidifier? I love that humidifier.
Yeah,
by the way.
We got a nice ambiance
in here. You smelt it in the air, right?
Vicks.
The Vicks, whatever, the menthol.
Sponsorship.
Yeah. Vicks. So Vicks, if you're out there. No, I'm just kidding. I noticed that, okay, there's a puddle near the sink. And I'm like, it's because I filled the water tank with the humidifier.
Yeah,
So I wiped it down, went back, then I went back, laid back down, then I went back to the bathroom. And I go, it's wet again. There's a puddle. So I crouch down, and I don't know the names of plumbing terms or the pipe out the wall.
Right. Well,
I don't know the name of the pipe, whatever, but it was leaking.
Okay. It was how drip. Fast?
It was like drip, drip, drip. You know, it wasn't like drip, drip, drip. It was like drip.
But consistent.
Consistent.
Like
So I'm like, I have a leak. And so I was telling her, I was telling my intern, I go, I barely touched it. I touched it like that. And the whole thing broke off.
Oh,
and
man.
It was like the flooding of New York City. It was just like.
I mean, I heard. Craig told me that you were just like holding on, pressing against, screaming in your boxers, like just holding on, like not letting go. You wouldn't let go.
No,
and you didn't give up. And like those are things.
It was such a one of the worst traumatic things I could ever go through. In my mind, I'm like, oh, this is when I lose the apartment. This is when I lose everything.
You're underwater.
This is it happens now.
It's the end.
Wait, I'm going to ask you a question. Guess what kind of saved me? Like that kind of like... Well, I don't know if you've seen... There's a hatch. There is a basement pull-up door.
Oh.
And I don't know what possessed me to go for that. Because I'm yelling. Because Craig comes in here, he looks in there, and he sees that, you know, I'm like, just like,
wow.
And I go, call Carol! Call Carol!
And I'm just in the kitchen thinking you guys are just gaming.
You're the... We're loud, though, huh?
Yeah.
We're loud.
Yeah. So it was just any other morning.
Yeah, so...
But all of that going on inside of here, and then firefighters.
Well, I'm going to get to that. Hold on. Let's not do the spoilers now, but you're right. We had called Carol.
It was, yeah.
And you know how. Well, I mean, describe.
And she's not going to respond. Did she answer?
Well, explain who Carol is.
Liar.
Hold up. We might have to edit that out. No, just kidding. She's our regional site manager for this building for blah, blah, blah management company. Mm-hmm. This is the new company that manages it for the main company that owns it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And she's not the best at getting back at us.
No.
Wait. We have old pipes.
Super old.
Marcella had shit coming out her shower.
From under her shower up through her everywhere, yeah.
It's because of this galvanized piping.
Ours busted, and then
what did you go through? I want to know what you went through in your unit.
So the upstairs neighbor's sink was leaking into the wall, and so the wall was like a waterfall. It was just like constantly dripping. It was kind of nice.
Yeah.
It was the bathroom wall, so it was just dripping from the top. Finally contacted them. It took them a while, but they had to remove the whole wall, put a new drywall, replace the pipes because they were all corroded and rusted. And hers were leaking in, and they left it open for like 2 weeks.
Oh, you sent a picture. You
it was just open.
Yeah, the ceiling.
I could see up into,
Okay, into such and such unit.
Yeah, I don't know if that's like legal.
Well, they do a lot of, they've done a lot of illegal things in here just to fake out the inspectors as well. Remember, they busted down the walls to make
roommates.
We were all roommates. So they made it seem like we were all living together.
Yeah.
So going back to the battle in the bathroom, Carol said, I could get someone in there 40 minutes.
While you just hold
I'm fighting in, I'm like in a water park. And I don't know. I think, no. Because I knew, I don't know if it was from you or someone else. I knew that the cutoff line was in the front near your apartment.
Yeah, but we didn't know how to access it.
What do you mean by that?
We didn't know how to get it. It was buried.
Not only was it buried, it was broken off.
And there were roots. It was like there was a tree growing around it. So there was a lot going on with it.
Yeah, your man saw the extent of that. It was a huge this tree was literally getting it in a chokehold like a boa constrictor around the pipe.
Yeah.
So but going back, I'm like, cut off the main line. It's in the front. It's in the front. He goes, at this point, Craig has his old toolkit. Like he's got his pliers. He's there.
He's ready.
Come on, he's been a loyal friend.
He
was there.
He's always ready.
He's always been there for us. Always. Yeah. He's like the mayor of the building.
I know.
He's like the unspoken.
We get into
mayor.
This every time. We're like, Craig runs. Craig runs the
he
show
runs
here.
He runs the show.
Yeah.
So
he was ready.
So I go, I was yelling because I didn't think he heard me. I go, it's in the front, by the hose. He goes, I checked. I go, and then I think, 15 minutes, 12, 15 minutes had passed. So I think either I said it or he said it. I go, fire department.
Yeah.
I go, fire department. And then, I must have looked so weird. Like, imagine being a firefighter going into there and then meet like a little
Asian guy. There was a few
Asian
of them.
Guy.
There was like quite a bit of them.
Oh, you saw him pull up?
Yeah, that's when I got out. I was like, you know, I'm going to get out of bed now. And I put a sweatshirt on
and
I came
out.
I got to see the firefighters. Just, I want to know what's going on.
Yeah.
Check out the show.
Okay.
And there was like 7 or 8 of them. We were just standing out there. And you were in here still with them.
I was fighting
in
the water.
Boxers
in
still.
My boxers. And the first guy that...
you know, turned the corner, he like his face went, oh, stay calm, kid, stay calm.
Did he commend you on your good job?
Yeah, well, he was trying to encourage me. He's like, you're doing good, you're doing good.
You did the right thing.
Just stay in there, stay in there. And I'm just thinking, because I was running on pure adrenaline, mm-hmm. so I was just like, oh, yeah. And I was like shivering. And so, God, I don't know what his name was. One of the firefighters was smarter than the rest because he went back to the fire truck and got a hose to, you know, to bring it back into the basement, like, okay, you know, like to funnel it in the basement.
Yeah.
So I'm like, he goes, okay, on the count of three, one, two, three, let go. And then he like, and then wow. I'm just, but then when I walked out here, there's all these firefighters and me just like shivering. I was like, thank you so much. I didn't know what I was going to do.
Oh man. Well, they were in pretty like, they were in and out. I feel like they were super efficient.
Well, what they do is, well, they obviously got it just so obvious. We should have thought of this for, you know, at first, but it's like, dude, they know, they have access to all the, they know where all the water is, you know, they're firefighters. So they're probably just like, all right, stand, go there, and boop, boop. And then they just turned it off.
Yeah.
But then, I mean, I still, the aftermath of that, I mean, dealing with their plumbers and then Solari's plumber guy had to like scope out what the other plumbers were doing so don't like overcharge them, and then they did the job and then
weekend pay.
Yeah, weekend pay. Yeah. Oh, because she's giving you that excuse.
Yeah.
It's Sunday.
It's Sunday. We can't
help.
We
can't do anything.
Or there's no parts in the store on Sunday.
Bullshit.
That was one that she said.
That is bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah, Home Depot's not open on Sundays?
No, they weren't ready because it's Sunday.
Can I tell you why? You know how, I'm not going to say his name. I don't know the plumber's name, or the freelance plumbers, but they were so lazy. They didn't want to go to Home Depot to get new parts, so they just, like, used the old parts and, like, just, like, put a Band-Aid over a huge wound.
Of course they did.
So they fixed it, left, and I'm like, oh, God, I'm relieved.
Yeah.
Everything's good. And so I noticed yesterday, I go into my bathroom again.
Oh, no.
And then it was like, drip, drip,
drip. Don't touch it.
So I had PTSD again. I'm like, oh, no, it's happening again.
Yeah, so it might.
And I called Carol up.
They have to replace everything.
Say it again.
All of our pipes. Every single pipe here has to be replaced immediately. They are so corroded.
Well, that's the thing. That's the root of the problem is, they want to save costs so much because the main line's backed up, right?
Of course.
There shouldn't be poo coming out of Marcella's shower.
Yeah.
That should not be happening.
We shouldn't be that close with each other, everyone here. No.
Like the way we're living?
the way all of our problems just fuse together.
Because it's all connected.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks
yours
like
busts, something in mine will bust. And then, you think so? I mean, that's how it happened with hers when the upstairs neighbors busted and then my whole wall. So we'll see what's next. Maybe my kitchen, because your bathroom's by it.
And then Adam,
we don't even know how his
Adam's out of our group text.
I don't know how much.
And there's
he
a
knows.
Reason for that. Yeah. Adam's not going to watch this. There was a leaking thing in Adam's shower, and I noticed that, you know, above the mirror, that a bubble started forming.
Oh,
like bubbles.
Yeah, that's not good.
So the second most traumatic incident was when
you're about to have a waterfall.
I did have a waterfall. I could have opened up a water park in here. Yeah. So I noticed that happened, and back then it was with the other management company. I took a video of it, but it just and it just splattered everywhere.
Yeah.
So those are the main two: that one and then that one.
Okay. But
you're saying that it's all connected. That's interesting.
Well, yeah.
The pipes, right?
We've had so many issues with the pipes and water pressure here, but so many other issues too.
Do we have rights as tenants?
Who knows? Who knows at this point what our rights are?
Can we take them to court? I mean,
I don't know.
Because Craig's always talking about a lawyer.
I just
don't
know.
We've got to get a lawyer and then just take these guys to court.
Well, he consulted, and it's like they don't know.
Yeah, so the main line is messed up, and they don't want to pay thousands of dollars to do that because they're like, let's just get them out, build our high rise. Because they're going to build something, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And did you know about the tree in my backyard that snapped, but it fell the other way from your room? Do you know about this?
No.
Okay, you know the huge
the palm tree?
No, the big tree with the ivy wrapped around it. It's like, yes, the 70 foot one.
The big one.
Yeah, about a 70 foot limb snapped right in the windstorm, and it fell into the complex in the back, and it's hanging down on the power lines, and they don't want to fix it. We've had like
a hazard.
Inspectors come out, the power and water people come out, the electric people, nothing, because Solari won't approve it and pay for it. They had their landscapers come, but they didn't have any tools. So
what kind of excuse is that? a plumber not having a plunger? Like, come on, dude.
Yeah.
Can we shift over to our happy...
other problems?
Our happy... what do you call them? When they would just sleep for free. Not lawyers. What? The squatters.
The squatters? I thought you were going to say our friendly neighbors in there. In
the
that
squatter family.
Out home.
Have you been back there?
Oh, yeah.
You've been in the house?
So many times now at this point. Yes.
It reminds me of like Evil Dead, like the house in Evil Dead.
Have you been there recently?
You've been inside of it?
Mm-hmm.
Inside of it?
Yeah.
How? It was boarded up when me and Craig went.
It's before they boarded it up I went in. Right before they sent them over to board it up. I went inside of there and it was wrecked. Yeah.
Okay, so...
needles everywhere, too. And, like,
I mean, I am not surprised.
Yeah.
So, you, out of everyone, knows... you knew some background. You're doing your research. You noticed the tent on the way to In-N-Out Burger.
I made my hobby. So, like, what I was doing at this point...
How far back, though? Give them some context.
Well, this has been going on... No, this has been going on since December when I noticed them. So, where are we at now, honestly? Are we in March?
Yeah, we're in March.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, I know.
Well, so, since December...
okay.
We've had a situation. And we've noticed, like... because you've been here forever. And
Craig's been here the longest.
Yeah, but you've seen the street just change... right now, it's in a very weird transition, I guess, where I don't even recognize or feel safe here.
No, it's like we're totally different. We're living in like a 70s street warriors, like Escape from New York.
It's a video game. Yeah. And it's just like,
have you seen?
It's fascinating.
It is.
It's terrifying.
Did you, what's the restaurant? Like, there's, like, it used to be the old Mexican restaurant, but. The one right before 7-Eleven, they're all congregating around there now.
Oh, yes.
You know that abandoned restaurant?
Yeah.
It was like a local pub or something.
Yeah, like the Silver Lake Lounge pub bar.
Something like that, but right here in our neighborhood. Mm-hmm. They live there now.
Yeah, they all on the steps. I see them all camped out.
On the steps, yeah.
That's a scary 7-Eleven.
We had one right here, right over this wall.
Oh, for sure. They're everywhere. And also by the Jim Henson Studio. That way.
I don't even walk it's over just, there. I'm scared to go over there.
It's a lot. It's a lot to take
in. Is there like community there?
Yes. It's a scene.
So they're like invading everything around.
Yeah.
It.
They're establishing their territory.
Who's their leader?
We still live in it. We live under this leader and this ruler.
No, but the Michael Bolton, the ponytail guy.
He's a very skinny Michael Bolton with a stringy little yellow tipped ponytail. Rat tail.
Yes.
And he comes with peace and love.
At first he did.
He approaches you with that energy and says, like, hey, good morning, neighbor, when you walk by. That's how it started
back in
December. Yeah, he uses the water. So he uses the mainline water hose.
He uses our water hose?
The water hose that was had the root around it.
He broke off the lever.
He might have. He uses that. Yeah.
For a shower or something?
For everything. And he's there almost every morning.
He's entering our property now.
Yeah, technically.
Right. Technically.
But we technically have no rights. Solari does. So it's like so confusing.
As tenants, we do, though.
Well, yeah, he's using that. And
so he came with peace and love.
And left.
For a year.
Anger and resentment.
Okay, let's get to that. Let's build up to that. So at first. Because I noticed his tent on the way to In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah, they have
timestamp
like
that. Because I said timestamp that. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, timestamp that. Thank you.
He started off there and had his own little section, but he actually like cut with wire the fence and, you know, snuck in there, set up his tent. he had that umbrella, I think, that you've seen, like the outdoor umbrella that he had on.
I saw a little ghetto. Yeah, I saw a situation.
A pretty, like, nice, you know, clean.
It was
good.
Like a little two-man tent.
And it started off, like, fine like that. But then I started seeing, like,
over there,
people coming in and out in the morning that were a little bit louder and had the profile of people that have been taking our mail, like, that we've seen around. And he started hanging out with people like that. And I noticed that right away. Like, he would have, like, two or three people.
How often were they taking
him.
Our mail? Because I'm a missing mail right now.
They take the mail all the time. And that's like half of the Ring videos that I get recorded are people walking up and opening my box and just shutting it and walking off. So that is something that isn't very peace and love, you know?
Yeah, that's not peace and love.
And that was what I thought was his crowd. And they were just hanging out, kicking it, I guess, getting really comfortable here, like getting in our zone, feeling out the situation.
Well, just around the vicinity.
Yeah, but really
close to us. But they got closer
and
closer and closer.
Closer and closer. They were moving closer. And then I actually ended up going to Texas. But while I was in Texas, I heard from here, from Craig and my boyfriend, that they heard the generator going off.
I heard it too.
So there was a generator.
At 4 a.m.
Yeah, just cranking. Yeah. Really loud one. I heard it. And that's when we kind of realized that it was that man that had been living in his like nice
tent.
Little setup tent over there by the place.
Yep.
And he had gotten to the property that is right by your back. I guess like it backs up the wall in my backyard. So it's kind of like in our space.
Yes.
But, you know,
it's right over this wall.
Yeah. Like, you know, feet away.
Yes.
And they made it their little home. I don't know how many people were in there per se.
Oh, there's more than one.
There were quite a few, I heard. Because
me and Craig had left. Sometimes we'd have discussions and I'd be like, shh, keep it down. And I would hear them talking.
Oh, yeah.
They would be like little
you'd hear them and they like scurry when they hear you, or they like stay still when they hear the leaves crunching.
Yes.
So it's such an eerie feeling.
No, you guys confronted them a few times, right?
Oh yeah. So at this
can we talk about
it's been like upwards of 10 times now that they've been confronted. And then there's also been police involved at this point, you know, like 4 or 5 times, because they actually escalated to, I guess, kind of like a scary activity when one of them was in that house and then jumped over, used the jacuzzi in the back. I don't know if you know where that is against the fence. They stood on there and jumped over the fence and they were in my backyard.
Your backyard.
At that point. Yeah. And I was in there in the kitchen. I don't even know what I was doing, like drinking wine or something, just standing there. And he's running through and I'm just kind of like, what should I do? Because by the time the police know, I was on hold for I don't know, like 17 minutes, I think it was.
Yeah.
He was gone. But they made it out, I guess, after so I was on hold for 17 minutes on the phone. And then they dispatched someone and they came like 2 hours later. And Craig and I were out there waiting. It was
Oh, my God.
It took forever. It was multiple calls. And that is that's scary when they're willing to do something so bold, you know? You don't want that kind of person in your space.
Oh,
so
not only that.
That was kind of the eye-opener for me.
Like, that scared you.
Yeah, like that's
no.
not cool. You're going to break into my place, so, we're not going to mess with
backyard.
You anymore. Yeah.
Too bold. So I'm going to give the story a little bit more context as far as how they got into that space.
Yeah.
So on that street that I'm not going to name, closest to, you know what I'm talking about. That door was just, they could just push it open.
Yeah, wasn't it unlocked?
It was just, there was no lock or they had broken it. They would just come, they had pushed shopping carts in there filled with their stuff.
Yeah.
Because that dude came back for his stuff.
Yeah.
And to the point where we contacted our management company and they're like, we locked it. But then she didn't check. And it wasn't really locked, so.
Oh, I know.
So the tenants here kind of took it upon ourselves. They went to Home Depot, got their own lock, and then put it.
Not only was it not locked, they didn't even have a key. She said that it was all taken care of, but she didn't have a key for it. So
and this
it
is
could,
their property.
It could
managing?
Have never been locked. Yes, so that's why the locks were changed, and now we have the key.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
So I met the two. They're security guys there on the weekends now. I forgot their names. I met them.
They're
nice.
Cool.
They're nice dudes.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts? Like, do you want to leave? I don't want to leave.
Yes and no. So I feel like for what I pay, where I am, it is a struggle now because it's like I don't feel safe. So yes, I want to leave overall, but I'm going to miss it because it was such a sweet little spot that I became super attached to, and it was in a very great location and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm so torn, but at this moment I would say I kind of want to
dip. Where would you possibly go?
I would probably go to Texas first.
You would.
Yeah. If not, maybe Scottsdale to Arizona. So
really?
One of those. Yeah.
I was just in Scottsdale.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love it.
They have
I love
great,
Arizona.
Yeah, the weather's good. There's a lot
sometimes.
Of good, you know, the skate communities pop in there.
Yeah.
There's good restaurants out there.
There's cool food spots. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a really cool karaoke place in Scottsdale.
Really?
Yeah. That I've.
Yeah,
I
there's
love.
Music there. There's venues. You could. I want to get to your music as well.
Yeah.
I want to check up with you to see what's going on with that. My mom's out there. I'm not trying to steal your idea, but maybe if when this is all said and done, I could just go there for a few months or I don't know.
Yeah, just kind of get back like a
to reset.
Reset. I totally get that. That's why, because like all my family's in Texas, so I kind of go there to like reset, but. There
yeah.
a lot, so Arizona might be it for me to
yeah.
reset there.
My mom's there,
yeah.
so I
and
can
she
just...
loves it there, right? Or...
Oh, she loves it.
Yeah,
I mean, she's chilling. She's no one bothers her. She loves it.
Yeah, sweet.
Are you so? What's going on? Are you working on some new music? Like, what's going on with that?
I've taken the longest break I've ever taken.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
On music.
And I haven't done any. Yeah, I don't.
It's kind of crazy, the feeling of just like the overwhelming feeling of like where to start up again sometimes. And then it kind of feels like you're making it a task. So you kind of put it off more and you're like, I used to have that spark. Do it right away. I'm going to wait for that. That's
yeah.
the mental space I've been in.
Right.
I've been writing like for an album, like a lot of lyrics
yeah.
and some kind of.
So you've been writing still.
I've been writing, but I haven't recorded anything in like a year. Oh, yeah.
I think I'm going on that too. The thing with that, you can't force it.
I know.
Because I feel like, well, with me, because I'm constantly podcasting, that it's like by the end of the week, I'm like, oh, do I have time to even. You
it's
know
kind
what I'm
of
saying?
A, like a draining feeling when you think about it. It's like, do I have time to fit that in right now? Do I want to like wait until it's a little more special? That's my mind space.
Not only that,
like,
or you need that spark of inspiration. I mean, for me, pain could drive art.
Yeah.
Like when my dad passed, that's when I recorded that EP to deal with the pain and to process
Absolutely.
That. And the other one was I was just, the other projects, I was just like, oh, you know what? It's probably time. And I felt inspired for some reason. I don't know why. Movies could do it. I could see a movie and be like, oh, that inspires me or something. But
yeah.
But the same thing with you. I think it's with you, it's like just stay out in the water and you never know when the next set of waves are going to come.
Absolutely.
And,
what I'm writing right now from the past like time that I've been taken off from performing and doing anything.
I went to, because you had a show, remember, on Cahuenga there.
Yeah, the Hotel Cafe.
Yeah, the Hotel
oh, yeah,
Cafe,
yeah.
yeah.
You did go.
And then you put out your tape. You had
yeah.
an EP. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've in that time, I've been like a... on the road a little bit, and this album reflects that, and it feels good because I haven't done anything like I guess country or raw and like I used to back when I was younger and so it's like re-exploring that and feeling
oh,
it
great.
And it feels really right
that
and I'm excited about
that reminds me of Modest Mouse Lonesome Crowded
oh,
West
oh yeah I just saw them
I
like texted
you
sent
me
at
these
the show I was. They were doing Cowboy Dan, and
you
I was
sent
like,
me the clip.
"Yeah, I was like, I gotta text Steven. Like Cowboy Dan, come on,
great
yeah,
fucking song,
yeah,
they're a great album,
yeah."
But that even that West. Album, they're traveling, they're driving from place
yeah,
to place.
Yeah, they have the documentary
yeah.
on it. Just to show. Yeah, it's that like feeling of the roots back to square one.
Yeah,
yeah.
So for those of you who want to know what we're talking about, it's Modest Mouse, The Lonesome Crowded West album. There's a documentary on YouTube. We highly suggest it.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's their best album ever.
It is.
Didn't you just see Built to Spill, too?
I did.
The album that I like, too.
Yeah, Keep It Like a Secret.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did that like reunion tour.
Did they do Time Trap?
Oh, yeah.
They played Time Trap.
They closed with Time Trap, like super extended, where you just feel like...
Oh, like the...
Yeah, forever and ever, and you're just... you're weeping. It's, yeah.
Are there musicians now that do music like the stuff we like? It's hard to find something like that.
Right.
It's a certain vibe.
Yeah.
Like the Sub Pop thing in the 90s.
Sure.
The Seattle.
I'm going to see Pavement.
You are?
Yeah. In September, I got like...
cool. Pavement's a cool band.
Yeah.
When are you seeing them?
It's the reunion tour.
Oh, wow.
I'm seeing them at the Palladium in September and then also in San Diego. Or we're going in San Francisco, one of those two. And then
those bands are still touring and doing shows?
They haven't in a while, but they're gonna. And I'm stoked because I love them.
So we're the similar. We like what we like.
Yeah.
Are you researching new bands to get inspired by? Or are you still stuck with what you like?
I'm kind of stuck.
Me too.
And I get like, pushed out when it comes to... They're kind of like, yeah.
Because the stuff I know, I don't know. I mean, you know stuff we don't even know. Yeah. I'm looking at my intern.
I probably don't know it.
She knows stuff we don't know.
What's your favorite artist?
I like Spanish indie music.
Cool.
Right now.
Spanish indie music.
Do you like Maná?
I love Maná.
They're playing here soon in downtown LA, and I want to go.
Write that down? I've never heard of them. Can you write down
Maná? Maná is awesome.
Can you write down Maná, please? Thank you. Okay. But so you do know stuff. You do know like
I know some stuff. I just saw the Idols. They're cool.
Oh, are they good?
They're like newer.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was an experience. It was at the Fonda and it was like a lot of just moshing.
There's moshing there?
Yeah. It was just the mosh where they split the crowd and you fuse together viciously. It's like you want to go, you want to go in there and mess things up.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Could this possibly happen where you get re-inspired and maybe record an album in Texas? Or
for sure. I've recorded a lot in Texas, and I would if I go there, I would love to, for sure, because I work with a producer down there.
You met a producer down
there?
Back
when I was like 12, I started working with him, and he's still there. So
do you still have his contact?
Yeah.
Oh, does he know
you?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Still writing music?
Oh, yeah. He recorded like a song I did back in like 2018 or 17.
Really?
For me. He stuck with me throughout. Yeah, so...
Because I want you to just keep creating. I mean, because, it's like, we don't know how much time we have.
I know.
I'm not trying to be.
And that's something to write about.
When the water blast happened, I didn't think I was going to die, but it made
me realize. You write a song about it.
Yeah, about the water blast. I don't know.
I mean, that's trauma, man.
It is. But I'm saying with you, maybe you could. What about an acoustic album or something where you implement different instruments?
That's what I plan on doing. This one that I'm writing about, being on the road and kind of realizing things about me I never knew.
Yeah.
Every song, I see it all acoustic.
Have you ever been into Jewel?
Like
what are your thoughts about Jewel?
I love Jewel.
My grandma loves Jewel,
and she showed me Jewel.
She has some good songwriting, right?
And my grandma watches this. Do you remember when I told you I was on here the first time and she texted me because I said shit on here and she was like a shit ton of bones. And then
she watched this.
Yeah. And I was like, how'd you find it? And she was like, I just searched Rain Verlaine, Stevie Weeby. And I was like, all right, grandma.
So can we give your grandmother a shout out?
Yeah. Shout out to Grandma Mercy.
Shout out Grandma Mercy.
Yeah. I have her name tattooed right here. Grandma
Mercy in Texas.
Yeah. Houston, Texas.
In Houston, Texas. What kinds of stuff are, what are you recording on? What do you like? Are you still doing Ableton, or you had this special program?
I had the studio one. Yeah. On Personas. That, yeah, I still have that and still use it in there.
And then I remember you'd made drums on that, drum sounds.
Yeah. I did that whole, like all of my drum beats on there electronically. And it sounded, it has so many different like realistic kits.
It sounded like real drums. I was a little like surprised. I'm like, are you sure this is not
really
a real drummer?
It was really cool to work with. I don't usually like that style. Like I want everything recorded live. I want that raw feeling. Mm-hmm. But when you're alone, like what's a girl to do? I had to do what I had to do, and the electronic sounded kind of cool. I like kind of started playing with how many like options you can manipulate every sound.
You can.
Yeah,
and it's
everything.
On your laptop?
Yeah.
Can you say that name of the program again?
Yeah, so Personas Studio One.
Personas Studio One. And is it easy to learn and use?
Super.
Or is it complicated?
I did it and I didn't
You
know.
Learned it.
I learned it, yeah.
Do you have Ableton?
No, I've used Ableton.
Because everyone
says
Ableton.
I've messed with it a little. I'm not the biggest fan of it.
Of Ableton?
I don't know. Like, it's just not for me. I think it's not the most user-friendly. I'm not trying to, like, diss it in any way. Because people swear by it. It's
I
just
love
not
GarageBand. I still use the old GarageBand.
Nothing wrong with that.
I've recorded
and
a lot of stuff
They've changed a lot and added so many different features.
They did?
Kind of like, yeah. GarageBand is sophisticated now.
It's sophisticated? Mm-hmm. I kind of don't like.
You could do so much.
Give me some examples of that.
When's the last time you used GarageBand? How far back are we going here?
I'm kind of embarrassed to. I did it. I have still used the same. You know how you could update it?
Yeah.
I haven't updated it.
What are we talking here?
I mean,
early
2000s. Years and years.
Well,
because I understand.
I have to show you then. I don't know what.
But do you have it at your place?
Yeah, I have it.
Okay. And so give me some new features. You could do what?
So there's a reverb for audio. There's different like audio manipulations
for vocals too.
For the vocals.
For the vocals.
So you can do like do you have like a little vocoder that you attach or anything, or you just do it on your
I use the guitar effects.
There's like a lot of different vocal effects that
really?
You can add, and I think that is like what they changed up a lot, cuz it used to just kind of be like a cathedral or church sounding garage. Now there's a lot of intricate little things you can do with your voice.
I'm particular because I know I've gotten some just some like input as far as my recording process and what my stuff sounds like. I want my stuff to sound bad.
You want it to sound live.
I want it
to
sound like Daniel Johnston in his garage with the tape deck.
I get that.
Like, you know, on the weight set.
You don't want it to sound like polished and soulless.
I want it to sound bad.
Yeah.
Where there's hissing and.
And I love that. I think that's kind of like what they did, remember, in the Lonesome Crowded West. So they like recorded audio in the bathroom.
In the bathroom.
So it's like you're screaming and it's the real thing of what you're depicting.
Yeah.
It's like someone actually screaming. Yeah.
But
I like that.
The younger, the other generation of kids, they have a lot to say. They're like, dude, you gotta go to a real professional guy. Your stuff sounds horrible.
Yeah, the knowledgeable
Why would you even
ones.
Put it out? It's like, dude, I don't want it to sound good. And if you don't want to get it, just don't. It's not for you.
Yeah,
you
got to do you.
Yeah,
that's it.
But
Bottom
do you think
line.
That's a do you think that's a weird kind of choice?
No, I love that,
it's
and I get it.
You get it, but what about them out there? And
I try to not think about them.
Because they're not, if they don't get, if they're not, if they don't listen.
I'm just like, put out what you
what you want.
Yeah.
How you want it to sound.
We just really don't know how much time is left. We got to just put out what we like.
Since you said that, I might just go buy an old school 4-track. Like, go back to the raw, get a real tape 4-track.
You record it outside in the back? Yeah.
Like Daniel Johnston.
Just to.
With the tape deck?
Just go back all the way.
In the organ?
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you ever into him? Because he's from Texas, you know?
Not really, but.
But you know his stuff.
Yeah.
Casper, the Friendly Ghost.
I know some of his stuff. Yeah. I wasn't really.
I liked him because just his soul and just, you know, like the way he went. It's like what we're talking about.
Yeah.
He didn't have a fancy studio.
Yeah.
He had the raw emotions. Raw.
Yeah.
When you do record your next project, do you want to do a full length EP? Or are you doing singles? Like, what's your outlook on that?
I'm going to put out, so what I'm working for right now is just a 5-song EP. And I want to put it out, by the fall, at least.
Yes.
Because I want to, Yeah, I want to do that. I don't want to like drag it on and make it a 12 and worry about the length and everything. I want to put out what I have.
People's attention spans are not. They want clips of stuff.
They're shrinking.
Yeah, it's like, look at, you know what I mean?
The ads
the
now.
The TikTok.
I can't wait one second. Yeah.
No, one and a half seconds. That's all I got.
It's scary. That's some scary stuff.
Can you picture the future where the content, it's like we have these Oculuses on and it's like, you're playing a video game for a second, then you're listening, and then you're listening to a podcast. You know, it's just like...
Screening.
Yes.
No, I don't want to imagine that. That is terrifying.
I miss the days where you have to put the tape in, and you have to rewind it or fast forward it to listen to it again.
Well, I'm not. I didn't.
But you know what I'm talking about. But you have records.
Yeah.
It's like you put the needle on the record, and you're like, you get to listen to it in real time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The satisfaction of working for something and enjoying it. It's kind of obsolete.
And then the iPod kind of ruined that. Because now it's like you have so many options.
And that wasn't enough for us. That iPod wasn't enough.
It wasn't enough. Now we have little
we
like
had to
an
keep
iPod
going.
This big that has
what's
a
next?
Trillion songs in it. Well, what's next is like a Black Mirror episode where digitally we have this grain implant put in near our temple. And then it just, you could just touch it or you could just think of a song and it just plays in your mind or something.
Right.
Yeah. Do you like, are you into Black, you watch that stuff?
No, I haven't. I've
you
got
to get into it. It's pretty good stuff.
I'm scared to get into it. I need to like binge and get into a lot of things because I have a lot of time now. So give
what
me.
What are you watching there with your man?
What do I watch? Yeah. Honestly, I've been watching. This is like smut TV. Okay. This is.
Think about it before you say it.
It's
I
true.
I want you to think it out.
I'm
going to
be honest.
Go ahead.
Love After Lockdown. So, like, I've been watching prisoners meet the love of their lives online and people's getting scammed from inside of prisons. And I've just been, you know, hooked on it.
How does one watch
so
that?
So, save me if you'd like.
I've been stuck on
I've
Sword
just
and
been watching
Sword and
season after season.
Sword and Scale? Have you heard of this podcast?
No.
I just discovered my brother was pushing on me. Dude, you gotta listen to Sword and Scale.
Masterpiece.
It's a, it's a master, podcasting masterpiece.
Yeah.
They're like criminology, crime documentary.
I love
the horrific shit. Yeah. Like horrific stories.
The darkest of
the dark web stuff. Like just like a boy killing his mom and then putting his finger in her brain. Like just crazy stuff.
Wow.
Have you heard of Sword and Scale? Well, you have an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on the app, right? You could type it in a podcast.
Yeah.
But it's not for, this one's not for free, I don't think.
Oh.
But there's
on what?
On the the Apple app.
Oh, okay.
You know
I
what
use,
I mean?
I use the Spotify.
Oh, I don't know. It might be, I didn't check Spotify, but it's on, there's a few seasons on YouTube for free.
Okay, cool.
But you should check that out.
It's dark.
It's dark.
Is it good to go to sleep too?
It is, but sometimes you can't sleep because you're thinking of the narrative and like, I can't believe this is a real story.
Yeah.
Like there's horrific stories where a man kills his whole family and then there's like blood in every room and then their body pieces are in the woods somewhere. It's crazy stuff.
The worse the better for the podcast.
So Sword and Scale.
Okay. Gonna
then,
switch it up and
but
check
let's
that
go
out.
Back to your the thing you're the inmates finding love.
Yeah.
Is that on
so
Netflix?
Essentially no, it's on Amazon Prime Video.
Okay, is there an app for that? I don't have Amazon Prime.
Yeah, I can text it to you.
Okay.
The premise of the show is that they're inmates that go on, they make a profile for dating online and civilians can pay for their time or basically link up on meetaninmate.com.
Conjugal visits?
Yeah, so they get married basically so they can do it. It's something that I learned. And it's just
what do you
addictive.
Think what do you
I
think
love
the psychology is? Why are women attracted to like bad boys in prison? There's a psychology behind it. Because Charles Manson had groupies.
Yeah, for
Dahmer
sure.
Dahmer had, you know,
there's
all these guys had groupies and stuff.
Yeah, I think the mystique, it's intriguing. You don't know what you're getting into. And that's what they find out what they're getting into. And then they're usually gone. So
how does that work? How does that relationship work? Do they just...
Oh, poorly. It's just a train wreck.
The show's a train wreck.
Yeah. I'm just like scratching at the drama. I'm there just to watch, you know, like the fights. I love the brawls.
How do they fight in the waiting room in prison?
Oh, well, they actually show them getting released throughout the season. So you'll see these like couples getting out of prison and then trying to like function together with the person that they met online.
They get apartments.
They get apartments. They start, you know, they move in.
How does that work out usually?
Horrible. There's the, they're on parole and they're breaking it. They're just and they're yeah. filming it. They're getting themselves, you know,
do
incriminated.
They get back into drugs?
Oh, for sure.
So you
there's
like,
a lot of.
Have you seen this?
I just like. Yeah, I just like the mess of it.
I've heard of Scared Straight.
Yeah, well, that's
yeah, this
the kids,
is different.
You know,
yeah, yeah,
this
they scared the kids.
You know,
but
you add a lot
of finding love.
This is like adding lust and greed and just horrible.
So are these bad boys? They're tattooed. They're gang
yeah.
members.
They're
criminals.
Doing it all.
Murders.
Yeah, they got like 10 girls that they're talking to, getting money on their, you know, books. They're just.
There's like a person who she breaks up with him right before he's about to get out or something.
Yeah. There's like a couple like that. There's yeah. just, it's a lot.
Now, do I'm curious, is there a dating site for criminal, like
yeah.
inmates?
Yeah, meetaninmate.com.
It's real.
Yeah.
They have headshots of them.
Yeah, and they have yeah. their little profiles. It's like, I'm in for this. I'm doing this many years.
Oh
I'll be out,
God.
You know, in 2032.
Yeah.
You know,
there's got to be a diamond
6'4".
In the rough. There's
yeah.
got to be a diamond in there.
Yeah, I've
a
seen chiseled, a few,
tattooed,
a few happy endings.
Chicano man, just
yeah.
a beautiful Chicano
with
man.
A good with, soul.
Yeah,
just wants to get out and provide.
And he's into like cars and stuff.
Yeah,
and like he's into art.
Yeah,
he's,
if
he's
only
like a, he's an artist.
TikTok, there's a lot of meet an inmate, but they'll send them like drawings.
Yeah,
oh,
there's some of that
insane.
On the show as well. I've seen some artwork come out. So like. This guy will have his cellmate do a portrait of his girlfriend and they'll mail it to
and
her.
And they'll tattoo it?
Yeah, and she'll get it. So a lot of these girls, I notice, are getting these guys' names blasted on them
tattooed?
Before they meet.
Tattooed?
Yeah, everywhere. So they're like, there was this one chick.
That's a mistake.
There's this one chick that got this guy that she met on there, his name tattooed in like 5 different languages all over her body, and they didn't make it a day. They got in like
that,
a blow-up fight.
That's more of a mental crisis.
Yeah, so thing. It's kind of like the show pushes boundaries. Things you're watching, should we be watching them?
Can I give
no.
You, can I give you a scenario? What if they reversed that show format where it's the women inmates?
Well, they have it. It is. It's a mix. So there's both. And
oh, there is both.
Oh, yeah, and the women are wild.
Oh, there's some tough chicks.
Yes, there's
okay,
some tough chicks on this show.
So what are the guys like? Are they reserved?
That are, yes, they're shy, reserved, and they're getting conned.
So they're beta orbiters.
Yes.
So they're beta orbiters orbiting.
Yes.
I'm going to set your life straight, honey. I'm going to get you a job.
There's men that give about like $50,000 to $100,000 to these girls in jail. One incident, he gave, I think it was like $45,000 over the course of a year to her, and she had been scoring drugs in there and getting strung out in jail and had to extend her time. So it's like
so
you just
they're
see
getting scammed.
Yeah, they're getting scammed.
And does the camera show that they're
yes.
getting scammed?
And that's what's so wild about the show is
oh
like it's all being filmed and you're exposing yourself what you're doing and
oh
yeah,
my God.
You just see it all.
Does any instance work out where there's a
I think that there's some happy endings,
there's
honestly.
There's a happy ending at the
there's,
end of that
There's
rainbow.
One episode where a couple had a baby and named it Rain, spelled my way, and that really freaked me out.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah, and I was... Yeah, I kept watching, though. I just...
Okay,
yeah,
so give me more of that story. Like, how did that work out? Like,
I think they... I did this really creepy thing where I, like, found their Instagrams, too, and I, like, went
How
and
did
checked,
you find that?
Because I was like, I really want to make sure they're, like, okay and happy, you know?
Yes.
So, like, I just looked at the name. I Googled, you know, the show's name with their name and then found, like, links and found a Facebook and then I found their Instagram.
So you're a researcher in this.
Yeah. So I'm, invested and it's at this point. We've
you know how to
spent
find
so
these
much
people.
Time
yeah.
on this. Yeah. Yeah, I know how to find them. But the Rain one with the baby, I think they're okay. So that might be like your happy ending.
So that means that's a good sign.
Yeah,
that's a
good sign.
That's a good name. That's a good sign.
Yeah, but I need to switch up the shows is what this is telling me because I'm like really invested.
How many seasons are there?
I think there's 4 or 5 and I've gone through. I'm on 4.
You're
so
on season
I might
4.
Be on the last one.
That's all you're watching?
No. No. I've been
you
watching
gotta think
a
about
lot.
That.
So I've been watching a lot of fight MMA, like UFC and Bellator
you watch
fights.
MMA?
Yeah, I went to 3 UFC fights like this year. And I just went to Cage Warriors in San Diego. Don't laugh at me.
I didn't know you were into that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you
heavily.
Know the you knew these fighters?
Yeah. Like, so we went to the Brian Ortega fight with Volkanovski in Vegas.
You went to that?
Yeah, I saw Nick Diaz fight. And I also went and saw Nate, and I saw Derek Lewis.
I'm a fan of the Diaz brothers.
I love the Diaz brothers.
I like Ortega, too. He's a bad boy.
Yeah. I love the Diaz brothers.
Yeah. What do you think about who's your favorite fighter?
Brandon Moreno was my favorite fighter.
He's a cutie.
He's a, you know, the Mexican champion.
Yeah, I know all about him.
So,
you know, he's a dad. He's got a daughter.
Yeah.
She's been in the ring. Yeah. Like, you know, when he won the championship.
Yeah.
I mean, the one before.
Yeah, she's cute.
It got taken away. When
I know,
he
this last one.
The rematch. Yeah, but the one before that one.
Yeah, when he won.
What do you like about Moreno?
So I went to that one when I was in Houston.
They're the little guys, though. They're 125 pounds. You know
that,
right?
Yeah, he's like a flyweight.
Yeah.
He's a little, tiny little.
You saw him?
Well, he's like, actually, he's your size. So
I know that.
You could fight if you want to get in.
No, thank you. Do you want me to die? I mean, I'm basically, I can't even like survive in my apartment. There's water coming out.
Yeah,
my back's pulled. There's a lot going on.
He's like an elite little compact,
know.
You know, ready
he
to go
would
bullet.
He kill me so fast.
Yeah.
But he's my size.
Yeah.
I'm actually fatter. Like, I have 20 pounds on him.
You'd have to cut
if
weight.
I was like working you'd out and skating every day, if I was skateboarding every day, I'd be
like
about
that.
130, 125.
Yeah, you'd be a little flyweight.
Yeah. So you saw them fighting in the ring.
Yeah.
They're fast little guys, huh?
Yes, they are.
Do you remember
are.
Demetrius Johnson? He was like the OG little
the
fast guy.
Mighty Mouse?
The Mighty Mouse.
Yeah.
Demetrius Johnson. Yeah. So you know your shit.
Holy shit.
You know your stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're fast.
Yeah.
So what do you like about
I saw Dan Hooker, too.
Okay.
And that was cool to see, like, live. And Jose Aldo.
Do you like Masvidal?
I did.
Ooh,
okay.
Really think about what you think about. Because he lost a tough one to Colby.
Colby, yeah.
Yeah.
Which I think Colby deserved. Like,
He fought hard.
He fought hard.
Yeah, that went, like, a couple rounds.
I don't mind Masvidal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a showman, at least.
Yeah.
At least he's a showman.
Yeah. It was like heartbreaking when I went to the Houston fight and Derek Lewis was fighting Ciryl Gane for the title and he just like choked completely in his hometown and we were all there.
Yeah.
It was like a really dead
feeling.
I've
never been to a live fight.
Really?
What's it like? What are the differences?
It's a lot better watching it, you know, on TV, honestly, because you get to see the angles of everything.
What's
so
the energy like in there?
The energy is cool. Like, you know, so at the T-Mobile Arena in Vegas, it's crazy in there. It's like packed with drunk people. So that's the energy, you know?
You could say drunk people.
You know, yeah. It's packed with drunk people. Yeah. I don't know. It's like a fun, the vibe is fun to be there rooting. You feel like you're a part of it, but you can't really see everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool to hear like the actual heavyweights fighting, like the sound of it when you're there. But I think I like it on TV better.
Yeah.
When I just went to the Cage Warriors in San Diego, I was sitting like right outside the octagon though. So like.
You were that close?
Yeah. I was sitting right in behind Herb Dean, the ref.
Oh,
like,
I know Herb. I'm a fan
I
of
was
Herb
like,
Dean. I like Herb Dean.
He was like where the end of my mic is.
He's a good ref.
Yeah.
He's an OG
He's a
ref.
Solid guy,
yeah,
you know?
And he's fair.
Yeah, I like, I stick
You like
by
John
him.
McCarthy or Herb Dean better?
I like Herb Dean.
Yeah. Herb,
yeah.
Yeah. Herb's good. Yeah, he's fair.
Yeah.
Now, I want to go back. We're kind of winding down here, huh? I want to put like these things in the universe. I mean, going back to your music.
Okay.
Because are you a fan of Portugal the Man?
I am. I haven't ever seen them live, though.
I'm just going to... Would you ever do a collab with them?
Absolutely.
So Portugal the Man, if you're watching this, holler at my homegirl here.
What's up?
If you want to do a collab, listen to her stuff, okay? Because I'm telling you this... Because he watches Scissor Bros.
Oh, that's awesome.
For real. So he might watch this. Portugal the Man... Do a collaboration with my homegirl here, because, you know.
That would be awesome.
They have a really popular song.
Oh. They have a few popular songs.
They do?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And
yeah.
I think they're playing at a festival.
So what other musicians would you want to collaborate with? I know you're working on your own project, but like.
Oh, in a dream world.
No.
Or
the
realistically.
Dreams can manifest into reality, though. So it's just. Let's put that energy out there.
Well, let's see. You, that'd be pretty sick,
you
honestly. Wanna,
well, dude, if I live my your walls right
we
there.
We always talked about, and this is
do
you
want,
know,
do you want me to produce stuff for you?
We always talked about our call-in song. We kind of made a little like,
we can make that
you
happen.
Know, so.
I'm a bit rusty, though. I haven't written music
but
in a
long time. But we're both rusty, and
I'm
we said that we like to record raw, so we should just Do it.
I'm down to do that if you want to do it on a laptop or something.
Yeah. We can try out my audio interface. We'll see.
I haven't been in your spot. I mean, is your...
It's kind of filled with clothes
right now,
I'm selling.
If you want to record,
we're having a garage sale on Sunday. But there's space to record.
Okay.
It's just around the clothes.
Besides me and Portugal the Man, who else?
Isaac Brock, but that's
Isaac Brock. If you happen to watch the Stevie Weeby show,
he's the OG.
Listen to Rain Verlaine. What are some examples of your music where they can vibe out on you?
My album Permanent Discontent is on my
Spotify. I still have your poster up here. I still have your poster.
Awesome.
Yes.
That's so cool. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a, I would say, more of an indie alternative rock album, that one. And I produced it, you know, on my own with Diego.
Shout out to Diego.
Yeah, we're still friends.
Okay, that's cool.
We did that all together, you know, mm-hmm. and really put my soul in it. And I think that it like reflects the kind of music that I always did. But I'm going to switch it up now with an acoustic country album. And I'm really feeling it.
There you go.
But yeah, you can find it all on Spotify. I have like a SoundCloud where I do my covers. So I have My SoundCloud is Rain Verlaine, Red Velvet. And then my Spotify is my name, Rain Verlaine. And all
spell
my music's
on there.
It's
RAYNEVERLAINE.
Yes.
Rain Verlaine.
Mm-hmm.
Two more artists that you would want to collaborate with.
Tom York,
holler at us. If Tom York from Radiohead happens to watch the Stevie Weeby show, contact Rain Verlaine
on her
Instagram.
Mm-hmm. You can find me on there with my email
and
my
it's Rain Verlaine,
business
right?
phone.
Is it Rain
Verlaine? It's Rain Verlaine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so Tom York.
That's a
But it's fun.
I love that, though.
I love doing it.
Yeah.
I just like... Let's just throw it out there.
It's so hard to think realistically. Like,
No. Reach for the stars.
Okay. For the stars.
Let me throw one in there.
Jewel?
Can I throw one in there? Wait, before Jewel. Q-tip. Come on, brother.
Q-tip?
Q-tip.
If you're watching.
Holler at me, dude.
Yeah.
I would love it. Please.
We'd support that.
One beat.
Yeah.
One song.
One second. Give me one second.
Give me 2 seconds of a loop. Even if you loop me something, I'll loop it on my SP-303.
Yeah.
That's all I'm asking for. You have the records. You have the knowledge. I would love for that. How much do you think he would charge me? God, that least.
I think he'd do it out of the kindness of his soul.
And then I would bring him on here. Do you think Q-Tip would come here?
It'd be so intimate.
Dude, this is...
He'd be right where I am. Just
publicity.
You know.
I've had this...
Forever. Yeah.
Every week I've been promoting A Tribe Called Quest, man. Rest in peace, Five. One more artist. Jewel.
Jarvis Cocker.
Jarvis, I don't know who's that.
The lead singer of Pulp.
Pulp. I never really got into Pulp.
Really?
Oh,
God,
no.
Love...
You look so disappointed.
I'm so offended.
Yeah, I know.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. So the lead?
Jarvis Cocker would be very...
Is it a female? Is it a male?
It's a male.
Okay.
He's a male.
And then what? How many albums? Like what labels?
Oh, so many. So many. From like 91 up until...
Was that Sub Pop?
They might have been, yes.
Really?
They tour with Blur. So like he goes
so
with Damon Albarn and all this time.
Right. So what's this person's name again?
Jarvis Cocker.
Jarvis Cocker. If you happen to watch the Stevie Weeby show, collaboration, Rain Verlaine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what if this happened? What if they contacted you and they're like, you're going to have to fly to Canada or something?
Oh, I'll fly anywhere at any time.
Toronto?
I'll make my way there.
And they go, and
then
you're
gonna let me
to,
in.
And then you're going to have to stay in a cabin.
That's fine.
For 6 months out of the year.
I'll stay outside of 7-Eleven if I had to, as long as I can record.
But we'll give you a 3-album deal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, can I throw
and
one?
And yours, Q-Tip, he has to stay here.
Oh, dude, we can sleep in that same...
He can help you with the water, with the pipes.
Yeah, we'll be bed bunk buddies. I'll be like, can I get you something to drink?
I can see it working out.
You think so?
Yeah.
Q-Tip, you're always welcome. My home is your home. God, I was going to say one last fun little scenario. I forgot what I was going to say.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. But yeah, my mind went blank. Oh, but we are winding down.
Yes,
can
we
do let's do a couple ending shout outs as far as going over how they can listen to your music again, your social medias, your platforms.
Cool.
The anticipation of, because I kind of want to throw this out there to give you get you motivated. Because if I say, okay, when do you think your next project will be done?
Yeah, I thought about this already.
I don't want this to help me. What?
This pushes to help me because I'm like, there's like a timeline. That's guidance for someone like me that's like, I can't do it, you know?
Because it's got to be part four.
It's the gentle push.
So the last time was in March, blah, blah, blah. Now she recorded this. And
now my new song with Tom York's coming out.
Yeah, with Tom York. And they're
something like that.
Yes.
For sure. I'll put right now on my like social media, on my Instagram, if you go in my bio, the link is my YouTube. So it has all my music videos and like some songs. I guess most of my album is on there on my topic page. So you can go to Rain Verlaine on Instagram, click the link, and it'll take you and direct you to the music that's on Spotify, Amazon, and YouTube. And I think other places, but I think those are like the main ones. So
RAYNEVERLAINE.
Yes, Rain Verlaine. My stuff will be there.
So her album's going to be out. Her project EP is going to be out within the next year.
For sure. It's going to come out in the fall. In the fall sometime. I know that.
You know what I want to do? Because I've been using the same stuff for production. I want to do something where I'm experimenting, where I'm not using that stuff, where I have to learn a new machine or a new keyboard or something like that.
Right.
Because I need something to motivate me. Because I know how to use the sampler. You know, I know how to loop stuff. And I've done so many projects like that. I want to like, or I've never done a collaboration like with someone that I like an artist where I'm like, you know, I own their physical album or something. But
something to inspire you. Like you got to work with something that made you want to do what you're doing.
Yeah, something like that. But I don't know how or when or if or but if not, I like the alone aspect too.
Yeah.
Because I like kind of being a hermit. And
I think it's cool.
When you're doing music, you get hermitized.
Hermit's your thing.
Oh, yeah. Have you taken the personality test? Like, where you answer the questions to the 16?
Oh,
there's different types of personalities?
I think I have.
Yeah.
I'm introverted.
Like, my mom's like that too. Like,
yeah.
Like, leave us alone. She's doing her thing.
Yeah. Her own space, your own space.
I just remembered what I forgot.
What is it?
Would you do a collaboration with my main homies, BTS?
Oh, yeah. That would be so smooth. Yeah. A little, Honda commercial song? I would love that.
BTS, if you're listening, I know you're on your $1 trillion tour on your yachts and your jets.
They might watch.
Okay. My mom loves BTS more than she does her own goddamn sons.
She listens to the music?
She's got 50,000 pictures of them.
I love that for her.
Love you, Mom.
That's wholesome.
My mom doesn't watch this. Mom, I love you. They don't know who you are. They don't love you the way your own son loves you. Okay, Mom? It's okay. You can love them.
Let her dream.
BTS, holler at us.
Yeah.
I was going to Coffee Bean. There was a, you know, on the boulevard, there was a line down the block. And I was
waiting for them?
I'll get to that. I was in a bad mood. I just wanted to get my little cookie butter latte. And then people on this, I don't know, random people. So you're here for BTS? I'm like, I'm just like, fuck, I'm just trying to get to motherfucker. You know, BTS, I still love you. Holler if you want to collaborate.
Yeah. With you?
No, with you.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
They have too many Korean guys. Why would they need another Korean? I'm old, too. I'm not like a 20-year-old Korean guy with...
Have you tried to do their music at karaoke? Remember when we did karaoke? That was fun. What you actually did was the Ghostbusters song.
Oh,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. and listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we did karaoke?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. They're on top of the world. Hey, but we're alive and kicking too, okay? Every dog has his day, okay? Thanks for tuning in for another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. There are no ad reads this episode. If you want to help support the platform, go to patreon.com/Stevie Weeby. The website is stevieweebyshow.com. All the music's on stevieweebybandcamp.com. Some of my stuff's on Spotify if you type in Q-U-A-N-G-O-U. Can you say your Spotify again? Like if your stuff's
my Spotify is Rain Verlaine. Yeah, R-A-Y-N-E-V-E-R-L-A-I-N-E.
Check that on Spotify as well. Scissor Bros. I do another podcast called Scissor Bros with my friend and comedian Jeremiah Watkins. Episodes drop every Friday. We are going to be doing some live podcast shows, so look out for that. One in April and another the next month, okay? Instagram, Q-U-A-N-G-O-U. Oh, if you want to send any packages or mail, send all your stuff to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. Part four has to have when you have your album completed.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm down. For sure.
Can we do a little just moment of meditation for good vibes in this complex?
Yes.
I don't want any bonfires. I don't want any spillage or no floods.
Okay.
And no, yeah, just I want peace for the next month. Okay, it's going to count down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. A moment of silence for just good vibes. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Thanks for tuning in. Sitting by his side, it was a fallen leaf. Couldn't pick him up, a lifetime is brief. A homage to my pops and what he's achieved. From Korea to the land of stripes, be at peace. To high and auditory states, meet your guide. Your body stays below the river tide, confide. In the waters holding secrets as your lies subside. Upside is a feeling in a pot to fly. My balloon, let it fly up to the moon, yeah. Shaped like a spoon, not to be exhumed. Assume that it knew about the air it flew. A lonely troll with a tantrum throw. Hitting on the keys like he's not King Cole. Not a friend, but a foe, on a gossip pro. The Pope wears a tiara crown shaped like a fish. Donating all your earnings to the church, make a wish. Remember when you leave your God.